Centuries before photography, news feeds, and selfies, there was art. The images that communicated important and universal messages. This is Erin Jones, director of the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University, with History in Pictures. In our era of smartphones, Siri, and Alexa, the good old-fashioned clock and simple wristwatch are becoming even more a collector's item. M&G's Louis XVI musical mantel clock is a beautiful example from an age of remarkable French horologers, or clockmakers. According to experts, after the 1750s, there were a number of technological advances made within the movements of French clocks, and it was during the Louis XVI period, roughly 1774 to 1792, that French clock and watchmaking became so highly respected in Europe for its complex and precise movements that even English craftsmen came to observe and learn in French workshops. M&G's clock is dated circa 1775, within the years of superb craftsmanship. The dial is signed Le Pot, Herr du Roy, and Cateau, designating the clockmaker was from the workshop of the Le Pot brothers, and the enameler was Joseph Cateau, one of the greatest enamelers of clock dials in the late 18th and early 19th centuries. The clock maker was Jean-André Le Pot, the founder and elder brother of the family workshop. He earned the title Horloger du Roi, roughly translated clockmaker to the king, which was given only to privileged craftsmen. These artisans had proven themselves to meet the highest standards of quality in their guild and were commissioned to make clocks for the French royalty and residences. The Le Pots served a variety of clients in France and Europe, royalty, nobility, and various observatories. They produced a large number of clocks and watches, both simple and complicated. As seen in M&G's mantel clock, it is the quality of their work that earned them a superior reputation. History in Pictures is brought to you by the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University. To learn more about one of America's largest collections of European art, visit bjumg.org.